Ready for this? Usually when I give my testimony, people say, that should be an Unshackled. I don't know if it's that bad, but I shouldn't say bad. It's good, the Lord. Usually when I give my testimony, I tell people about Proverbs 22:6. You train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. But I want you to turn to Luke chapter 15. I think this explains my testimony better than anything else. We all know in Luke chapter 15 that the Lord used some parables to describe how the Lord is just as concerned about one lost sheep as he is about the 99. And that's kind of like my testimony. I was saved at the age of 12 in a Christian Brigade program that a church was running in a town next door to mine. I had some friends in my neighborhood who came by and asked me if I wanted to go to this Christian Brigade program. And what that was it was like a Christian Boy Scouts, where you earn badges for memorizing verses and tying knots and going camping and things like that. It was actually pretty neat. It was a good program. It was in a Baptist church, South Lewiston Baptist Church in Maine. And I really enjoyed it. Had a good time there. And one night, they had teen leaders that led all the kids, kind of like a camp atmosphere. And one of the teens preached a message on salvation, and I went home that night, knelt at my bed, and asked the Lord to come in my heart. And I knew I was saved, and got saved at that time, got baptized. And as I grew older in my later teens and got into high school, I fell away from the Lord. You've heard this kind of a testimony 1,000 times about how when kids get to that age, they just fall away from the Lord and they fall into the wrong crowd. So I'm preaching to the teens today. Don't fall into the wrong crowd, because it took me down. I was definitely saved. I knew the Lord, and I was going God's way, and then I got into the wrong type of atmosphere. Much like in Luke chapter 15, where this one son wanted to see if the grass was greener on the other side and went away from his parents and went away from his dad. And you guys all know the parable. We don't have to read it. We don't have the time for that. But that's what happened with me. And it was about 10 years, from about the age of 15 to the age of 25. I graduated from high school, and I went out to California, and I just got deeper and deeper in sin, alcohol, drugs, heavy metal, music, just totally fell away from the Lord. I knew I was saved. I knew I was in sin, but I still wasn't following the Lord. And it took an overdose, a near overdose, I should say, on crystal methane that brought me back to the Lord. I was laying on my bed, and I was alone in California, in San Diego, and it felt like my heart was going to explode, and my heart was just beating like a million, you know, beats a minute, and I thought I was going to die. I really did. But I remembered someone that could help me, and I knew there was nobody else that could help me, and I remembered that Jesus said in his word in Hebrews 13:5 that he would never leave me nor forsake me. So I got up from my bed, and I walked over to my shelf, and I grabbed my Bible. I still had a Bible. I still read it occasionally, even in my sinful state. Every once in a while, I would read my Bible. And I picked it up and dusted it off. It had been a long time. And I laid back down on the bed, and I held it across my chest. And I just said, Lord, don't take me home yet. And I said, Lord, I know you want to use me someday. And I know that I've been in sin. And I repented of that sin right then and there and told the Lord that if he would save me from dying, which I thought I was dying, that I would go back to Maine and I'd get my heart right and get back into church. And immediately I had a peace come. I can't explain. I had a peace come upon me. It almost felt like electricity went through my body. And the symptoms, I was having hot and cold. If you ever heard of people going through an overdose, they'll be sweating, but they're freezing. And that's what it felt like. My heart was beating 1,000 beats a minute, and I was sweating and freezing at the same time. Immediately, all those symptoms went away, and I was straight sober. I believe it was the Holy Spirit that came and washed that away. I immediately got up and took all the drugs that I had and flushed them down the toilet. And 2 weeks later, I was in Maine. I called my brother, and we arranged to have him come out, and he helped me drive my Mustang back to Maine. And shortly after that, I got back into church and repented of all that sin. And it's been over 17 years now. I've been totally clean and sober. I immediately got involved within a year, got into the bus ministry, Sunday school teaching, preaching at missions, just totally got my heart back with God. And it's just like this parable in Luke 15. I went away from God, but God never went away from me. And I want to encourage everybody, never stop praying for people, not just those that are lost that you want to try to reach, but those that you know, maybe a family member or a friend or someone you know that was saved but has fallen away from the Lord. And I tell people when I go out and preach that we not only need to preach to the people that are lost, but we need to get the people that have the devil has taken astray and bring them back into the fold, because God is just as concerned about that one lost sheep as he is about the 99. And that can apply not just to the lost, completely lost, but also to those who were saved but got backslidden on God. And I'm an example of that. And then I came here. I went to West Coast Baptist College after about 10 years of being in that church. I was called to preach. An evangelist came to our church. And I was called to preach at his, he was an evangelist from Bob, his name was Bob Daly. And many of you may have heard of Brother Joe Boyd in the Tent Revivals from Hiles Anderson. And he gave him a truck and some chairs and all that. And he came to our church and preached. And I just felt an overwhelming urge to give myself to the Lord. But I didn't go immediately. The devil still was enticing me with the things of the world. I had a Jeep and a motorcycle and a lot of possessions. And I didn't want to give those up at first. And it took years and years and years for the Lord to work on me about that, to get me to the understanding that possessions don't bring you joy. They might bring you happiness, but they don't bring you joy. I had all these wonderful things. I was teaching them on Sunday school. I was, you know, running a bus route, bus captain, bus route. I was happy, but I didn't have joy because I was running from God. I was running from that calling to preach. And my pastor and all the men in my church and even some of the women kept telling me, Scotty, God's calling you to preach. You need to sell everything you got and go to school. And it took a motorcycle accident. I had a GSXR 1000, the second fastest motorcycle on the planet. And people say, why didn't you buy the fastest motorcycle on the planet? Well, when I went to the showroom that day, they didn't have one. So I bought the second fastest one. And I took it all the way over on a wheelie at about 65 miles an hour and hit the ground. And I was wearing nothing but a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. And I got some serious road rash. I was laid up for a couple weeks. And during that time, I had a friend from Alaska call me, a good friend of mine, a mentor. And my pastor came over, and they both told me the same thing. And it was the same thing that the Lord was telling me, that if I didn't surrender and sell everything that I owned and follow the Lord, now he was going to take me home. That was my last warning, that he had been calling me to preach, and now was the time. We're living in the last days, and he called me to preach in the last days, and he wanted me to go to school. And that was about 5 years ago, just before I went to West Coast. And I finally got the message and surrendered, and I did exactly what Jesus told the rich young ruler to do. I sold everything that I owned. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I had a yard sale on the front lawn of the church. I sold the Jeep. I sold the motorcycle. I sold my four-wheel drive truck. I sold all my hunting and fishing gear, which I miss. Right now, I miss that. I don't miss any of the other stuff, but I miss hunting and fishing. But see, the Lord was trying to tell me that all those possessions, there's nothing wrong with them. But when he's called you to preach and he has a mission for your life, then he wants you to lay aside all those things and put him first. And I learned that joy comes from Jesus first, others second, yourself last. And I didn't find joy until I did all that. And I went to West Coast Baptist College with nothing but my clothes and some books. And, of course, there throughout the 4 years I was there, God started lining everything up for me to come here. And I met Brian Sams, who was helping evangelist John Getch at the church and at the school, and came here for a teen revival with him on a four-week evangelism tour back in January, and went to Camp Joy, and I fell in love with Camp Joy, and apparently they fell in love with me too because they asked me to come back. And then I came to this church, and from the minute I got here, I was telling Pastor Roberts, I just had a piece about the camp and about this church and this area. And I told the guys at West Coast when I went back there last month that when you're in God's will, no matter where you're at, God makes that place your home. And I miss Maine. I miss Maine dearly. People say, you ever going to go back to Maine? Maybe, someday. I miss Lancaster. When I was in Lancaster, that was my home. But now this is my home, and I made this my home, and that's, you know, where I plan to stay for many years, as long as the Lord calls me to stay here. I've been advised by evangelists to stay in a local church ministry like a camp or a church like this for at least 2 to 7 years before I branch out into evangelism on my own. So you guys are going to have to look at this ugly bald head for at least 2 to 7 years. So. And that's about it. And that's how I got here. So thank you. And don't forget.
Don't go away yet.
Oh, don't go away yet.
Okay. So, Brother Scott, you know you're saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And you follow the Lord in believer's baptism.
Yes, sir.
And you've read our covenant and constitution. You stand with us on God's word.
Amen.
Amen. And anybody have any questions for Brother Smith?
Uh-oh.
Never, you weren't ready for that, were you?
No.
Okay. We'll take a motion from membership to receive him into the membership on a letter from Open Door Bible Baptist Church, Lisbon, Maine. Okay, Brother Gary and Brother Steve. Okay, is Mrs. Rand here? Okay, Mrs. Smith, would you quickly? Okay, the motion was made by Gary. What's your name?
Carlson.
Sorry. Gary Carlson, and seconded by Stephen Raines. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks,
good
sir.
Good to have you here. Amen.